I'm directly interested in, because I'm interested in opening up spaces and multiplicity of information, I'm also interested in the dystopia of that's not just this utopic world that we can say, I want an openness, and so I'm going to take it. But I think there's this dystopia in all of these acts, in coming together as a group of people and saying, we're all going to watch this together and enjoy it. I more fall on the side with, somebody's going to have a hard time with this. And whether that's okay or not, I'm interested in that person. I'm interested in what that process is going to be for that person to sit and watch this and have time pass. I'm interested in the feelings I'm going to feel if I can feel that person doesn't like it. So yeah, creating these poses or postures, or even using visual references that sort of locate me in time, are super problematic. But what I feel like it does is it's sort of like language. It marks the room, and it sort of gives someone a place to depart from. And I've done this in a lot of my improvisational work. I often go to like a muscle pose, and I think it just, I mean, for a lot of reasons, I'm sure I do that. But I also think allowing the body to land in postural, in a sort of postured landscape, also allows for this relationship to build with the audience. Because while I'm interested in a foreignness or in a outsider existence, though we know what those things are based on their relationship to being known and being seen and being understood.